There once was a tribe of standers. They didn't like sitting. Oh no, it was too worrisome. They stood. They stood when they ate. They stood when they met. They stood when they watched TV or played bingo. They didn't like sitting because, you see, they just didn't trust the chair. Oh, they believed. They believed the chair would hold them up. Sorta. But just the same, they preferred playing it safe and standing. They weren't very effective while sitting in a chair because they sat and worried. Well, they knew they should trust the chair, and they even said they did, but their actions said otherwise. Give it to God is a virtuous phrase that we toss around. But what does that mean? How does give it to God show up? What does it look like? While all the standers were standing in their standing meeting, a little boy walked in and sat in the chair. They all looked at him and gasped. But the boy didn't look worried. No, he looked quite confident. To be sure, he didn't give a thought to the chair's promise to hold him up. Didn't think about it. My favorite part of being a Christian, we have this chair that we can sit in, and we can trust it if we choose. We've got a promise, and when we act on it, life works. I think there's a little standard tribe in us all, if you want to know the truth. We like the thought of giving our challenges and woes and heartaches and tragedies and fears. We like giving those things to God. So we do, or so we think we do. But yet we still worry. We prefer to stand rather than trust the chair will hold us up. You know, you and I sit in a chair every day. We don't give it a thought. We give that chair our complete confidence, our complete weight. We surrender any and all fears of our fannies landing on the floor. That, my friend, is what faith looks like. See, give it to God looks like sitting in a chair. It's acting on the assurance that you'll be supported. No holding back or bracing for the fall. It looks like your worries and your fears, they take a back seat to your confidence and assurance and joy. And that sets the stage for you and me playing full out. This is just a simple reminder to you. The hardest part to success, whether you're talking business or relationships, is taking the plunge, making that leap of faith. Life is constantly challenging you and me and our faith, daring us to stop analyzing the chair and just sit in the darn thing. I tell you what, I have lost count of how often I've waited on God when, in truth, He was waiting on me. Get off your excuses. Just jump into action, my friend, believing that your loving Father is faithful and good for His word. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours.